Tilly had been watching the exchange with an expression of growing disbelief. "For the love of God," she burst out, "I can't believe you two are chattering on about office politics and Tampax when there's stuff we really should be talking about." Everyone looked at her. "The dead body?" She turned to Kevin. "Who was he? You must be able to give us a name at least." Kevin nodded but couldn't speak until he'd swallowed his food. "We found a driver's license in his pocket. Ian Croby."
"Professor Croby?"
Benedict paused with his glass halfway to his mouth. "You know him?" asked Kevin.
"Not really," said Benedict. "I've met him a few times through work."
Kevin nodded.
"I thought you might. He's chief curator for YMD.
YMD? Prompted Tilly.
"Yorkshire Museum Development. They help museums sort out their collections to display and conserve them."
"Not a dangerous profession, then," said Tilly, disappointed.
"Unless you're particularly clumsy."
Benedict laughed at his own joke.
"When did you find him, Liz?" asked Tilly.
Liz was staring at Benedict.
"Liz?"
She snapped her attention back.
"Sorry, yes, it was when I was taking Nelson for a walk." "And he was dead?"
"Very." There was a pause.
"Dear God, it's like trying to get blood from a stone."
Tilly rolled her eyes.
"Dead how? Dead where? Dead when? Will somebody please answer some bloody questions?"
"Well, pardon me for not satisfying your morbid curiosity," said Kevin. "We don't know much yet. He has bruises on his face and neck, but the early signs are that he drowned."
"Drowned?" echoed Tilly. "On the cliff top?"
Benedict's eyebrows rose.
"Someone must have carried him up there afterwards," said Liz.
"Or drove him to the car park," said Kevin.
"Why would they do that?"
Liz frowned.
"There was no attempt to hide the body, as far as I could see."
"That's true," said Kevin.
"Perhaps it was a statement," said Liz.
"What do you mean?"
asked Kevin.
"I don't know. A warning of some kind to someone."
"Also," said Kevin, "he had a fish in his pocket."